Dr. Mayer, we'll start with you. You've spent quite a bit of time studying microbes in Karchner caverns. Bring us up to date on your research.
The huge diversity of bacteria and even fungi that we find in the cave is amazing for an environment that has so little food in it. So there's no photosynthesis, no sunlight available to make food. And one of the questions we're asking is, how do the microorganisms make a living while starving in the dark? So one of the amazing discoveries we've made is the great variety of microorganisms that we see and all of the different types of metabolism. So we know that some of these microorganisms eat food like you and I do, but others can actually take carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere and make their own food from that. They can turn that into sugars.
So even in the depths of Karchner Caverns, there's enough of an atmosphere to work with.
And in fact, there is more CO2 in the atmosphere in Karchner than what we breathe on the surface. It's probably 2 to 3 to 4 times greater.
Now, most people who see Karchner Caverns do so as tourists, and they're strictly kept on the trails as part of the tour group. I'm wondering if, as part of your research, you were able to go off-trail and probe the depths of the cavern that the public doesn't get to see.
Our initial work was right on trail, and what we found was that the human influence, these 200,000 people going through the cave each year, has brought food in with them, their skin cells and lint. So we decided that for our future work, we should go deep into the cave and see what we can find there.
We're talking with Dr. Raina Mayer and Julie Nelson about their research on microbes in Karchner Caverns. Julie Nelson is one of the researchers on this project. What is the practical application? What's this mean, for example, for the cave?
There's actually a thing called biomineralization or biogenic calcite formation, and it's thought that the microbes actually are instrumental in helping cause the crystals to form. And so that's important to the growth of the cave, the life of the cave. When they say it's a living cave, that's part of it being a living cave.
What's the next step in your research?
We're trying to understand how the microbes are getting their energy, how they're getting their food source in this cave, because it's an extreme environment because of the lack of carbon, and maybe it could give us insights into other extreme environments where there's no sunlight. Mars, the moon, the depths of the ocean, other places, and Karchner is just very accessible.
What's it like doing scientific research in a cave? Are there some fundamental differences from doing field work in, say, a field?
It's very interesting. We always go with a park ranger, and the biggest challenge is they don't really care. They do care if we fall down, but they don't care if we hit our head. They care if we break something or touch something that we shouldn't touch. So we have had to come up with ways to strap all of our equipment onto ourselves so that we don't put anything down. We always have to have gloves on so that we don't touch anything with our hands. The areas that we have worked in the most, where we've actually tracked mud from one area of the cave to another, we are going to organize a work party when our research is done to go back in there with toothbrushes and buckets of sterile water to try to clean off any mud that we've deposited. So that's the biggest challenge. It's not cold. We work in t-shirts and jeans. We get very muddy, but we try to have as little impact on the cave as possible.
Dr. Raina Mayer and Julie Nelson are researchers at the U of A doing work on microbial life in Karchner Caverns. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.